Unit 198. There's a sharp bend in the road.
你看到了那些标志，你告诉正在驾车的朋友说路上有几转弯。
There's a sharp bend in the road.
天气预报说风暴过后气温会骤降。
After the storm, there will be a sharp drop in temperature.
参观工厂回来，你说这个厂与你从前看过的那个厂形成鲜明对照。
This factory presents a sharp contrast with the one I saw.
你对孩子严厉的有点不顾心情面，丈夫说别对孩子这么苛刻。
Don't be so sharp to the children.
他要去找玛利亚理论，你告诉他，她可是个伶牙俐齿的厉害姑娘。
She is such a sharp girl.
你喜欢以前那个温和的老师，你说这个新来的老师比你们想象中的还厉害。
The new teacher is sharper than we have thought.
你问他几点开会，他说11点整，准时开会。
The meeting starts at 11 sharp.
你的摄影技术太差了，你向朋友道歉说，很抱歉，照片不清楚。
I'm sorry, the pictures are not sharp. Unit 199. The affair isn't so easily settled.
你猜他这回是真的为难了。 他说这件事不那么容易解决。
The affair isn't so easily settled.
听说朋友要出国，你打电话问他启程的日期定下来没有。
Is the date for departure settled now?
你认为这个问题就该这样解决，没有必要再争论了，就说就这么定了，不必多谈了。
It's settled. It needn't be talked about anymore.
朋友催你快走，说车子都等急了，你说有件事要处理。
I've got an affair to settle.
父亲自幼生长在农村，他说退休后要到乡下去定居。
I'll settle in the countryside after retirement.
丈夫带你来到这个美丽的海滨城市，你感叹地说：“你喜欢这个海滨城市，住在这儿生活会多好啊！”
I like the coastal city. What a life to settle there.
弟弟激动的话都讲不出来了。 你告诉家人不要跟他讲话，等他平静了再说吧。
Don't talk to him until his excitement settles.
你的住宅小区的通讯设备经常出现问题，管理人员得知你汇报的情况以后说，他们会尽快地解决这些问题。We'll
settle the problems as soon as possible. Unit 200. He is sensitive to religious topics.
今天要会见重要的客人，主任让大家说话小心。他说，这人对宗教问题很敏感。He
is very sensitive to religious topics.
没想到你开了一句玩笑，他却变了脸。你对他说，别这么爱过敏，开个玩笑嘛。Don't
be so sensitive. I was kidding.
John 长得有点怪，你让朋友别提这件事。你说，他对自己的长相很敏感。He
is sensitive about his appearance.
你没想什么能得罪他的话，他就生气了。你说是他太敏感自己的出身了。He
is too sensitive about his family background.
你惊叹他有如此不凡的创意。你说艺术家对美的反应真敏锐。An
artist is so sensitive to beauty.
你叮嘱保姆给婴儿换柔软的衣服。你说婴儿的皮肤太娇嫩了。A
baby's skin is too sensitive.
父亲让你参考使用手册，他说这仪器太灵敏了，使用时得轻点儿。The
instrument is so sensitive. Use it carefully.
伯父的听力障碍治好了，他告诉你，他的耳朵又像先前那样灵敏了。My
ears are sensitive like before. Unit 201. I'll see to it.
你正担心你出差时谁来替你照顾猫。父亲说他管。
I'll see to it.
你告诉家人你中午不回来吃饭，你说中午要处理一大堆事情。
I have a lot of things to see to at noon.
老师因为儿子的事找到了你，他说希望你来管管这件事。
I hope you'll see to the matter.
妻子正在煮饭，外面有人找她，她就让丈夫帮她照看一下锅。
Could you see to it for me?
你向朋友借车，他说可以，但得先找机械师修一下刹车。
Okay, but get a mechanic to see to the brakes.
妻子说煤气灶坏了，你说要找人修一下。
Have it seen to.
你迟到了，老师说注意下次不能再迟到了。
Please see to it that you're not late again.
客人发现他的来访干扰了你的午休，他说下次保证不会再带给你不便了。
I'll see to it that I won't be any inconvenience to you. Unit 202, we're to broaden the scope of business.
经理问下一步你们部门打算怎样，你说你要拓展业务范围。
We're going to broaden our business scope.
同学推荐给你的书读不懂，你说许多词字典你找不到。
Many words are outside the scope of a dictionary.
朋友推荐给你一本书，他说有关问题书内都包括了。
All the related questions are within the scope of the book.
孩子们提出的问题涉及到了经济问题，你说经济学超出了孩子的理解力。
Economics is beyond the scope of a child's mind.
你建议他讲得通俗点，你说这些术语不是初学者能理解的。
These terms aren't within the scope of a beginner.
管理者坚持他们自己的观点，他们说每个人都应该有展现个人能力的空间。
Let each one have a scope to show his capacity.
记者问是什么促使你从事了现在这一行，你说这个工作给你提供了施展自身才能的广阔天地。
The job gives my talents and abilities a full scope.
这位教育家很重视教育方法，他说要给孩子更多的发挥创造力的机会。
Give your children's creativity a wide scope. Unit 203. This is a regular 16th century church.
他收集了很多古建筑的图片，你指着其中的一张说这是典型的16世纪的教堂。
This is a regular 16th century church.
他太不会赞美女性了，他说你是一位身材并不出众的女士。
You're a lady with a regular figure.
朋友欣赏你在法律方面的无所不知，你说但是你不是正式的律师。
But I'm not a regular lawyer.
他打字打得又快又准确，他说那是他日常的工作。
That's my regular work.
你认为他身体这么好一定用过什么补品，他说他只是按一般方式生活。
I'm just living in a regular way.
他胃口不好去看医生，医生说让他要有规律的进食。
You must have a regular diet.
病人说他的心脏跳动得很快，医生不解地对他说可是他的脉搏正常。
But your pulse is regular.
参加人家的婚礼你还是头一次，你问朋友这类场合通常应穿什么。
What's the regular dress for such occasions? Unit 204. It speaks volumes of his kindness.
这位先生在乞丐面前放了好多钱，你说这充分说明他心地善良。
It speaks volumes of his kindness.
面对台下的倒彩声，他仍然侃侃而谈，你说这充分说明了他训练有素。
It speaks volumes of his training.
妹妹窗台前总是有束玫瑰花，你猜透了她的秘密，你对妹妹说这么好的花足以说明她很思念你。
The nice rose speaks volumes of how much she misses you.
同事问你老板怎么说，你说他没说什么，但脸上的表情说明了一切。
He said nothing but his face spoke volumes.
他没有说谎也没有隐瞒，你说这充分说明了他的诚实。
It speaks volumes of his honesty.
记者问政治因素对他们的贸易造成了什么样的影响，他说那年贸易量陡降。
The trade volume declined sharply that year.
市长询问春运情况怎么样，您告诉他客运量已经达到一年内的最高峰。
The volume of passengers has reached the highest point of the year.
他的收音机声音太大，你对他说，请把音量放小点好吗？
Would you please turn down the volume? Unit 205. I read French, but I can't speak it.
你对秘书说，合作商是法国人，这下他的法语派上用场了。他说，他只会阅读，不会讲。
I read French, but I can't speak it.
你对朋友说，你最爱收集好书。他说，他最大的乐趣是读好书。
My favorite interest is to read excellent books.
朋友看你读报读得入迷，就问有什么新闻。你说你一直在读一篇好文章。
I have been reading a good article.
等人等不到的滋味太难受了。你说你要弄点杂志来读读。
I'll get some magazines to read.
丈夫问你希望这周末怎么过，你说读书聊天。
Reading and talking.
祖父躺在床上问你，可不可以把信读给他听。
Would you please read the letter to me?
妻子问，你听谁说的牛奶要涨价？你说，是昨天从报纸上看到的。
I read that yesterday in the newspaper.
听朋友说想换工作，你讲起昨天报纸的广告，你告诉他，你看到一家公司正招聘设计人员。
I read that a company is wanting designers.Unit 206. The matter had better be left as it is.
你认为这件事不宜多管，你说这事情最好顺其自然吧。
The matter had better be left as it is.
他看到你姐姐不在就不想多留了，你说他最好等到姐姐回来。
You'd better wait till my sister arrives.
他买的暖风炉不好用，你劝他说最好选择另外一种。
You'd better choose the other one.
你总是咳就去看医生，医生对你说你最好别吸烟了。
You'd better not smoke.
老板对原来的设计不满意，他对你说你最好搞一个新设计。
You'd better make out a new design.
听说他姐姐今天回来，你劝他最好到火车站去接她。
You'd better meet her at the railway station.
你在朋友家聊天，忽然他的岳父岳母大人驾到，你对他说你最好还是走吧。
I'd better be going.
一路上车子抛锚好几次，你说你最好彻底修理一次。
I'd better have a thorough repair. Unit 207. I'll go further into the matter tomorrow.
今天你要赶去开会，没时间多谈了，你说明天再进一步谈。
I'll go further into the matter tomorrow.
会上你加入了热烈的讨论，你说在你往下谈之前要提出一个问题。
Before going any further, I have a question.
财务人员汇报了公司财务状况，他说进一步削减成本很必要。
It's necessary to cut the cost down further.
朋友来你的城市旅游，你为他做好了安排，你说还要帮什么忙尽管讲。
If I can be of any further use, tell me please.
看到你已经够累了，朋友起身告别，他说不想给你增添更多的麻烦。
I don't want to cause any further trouble.
哥哥给你的忠告已经够多了，他说他没有更多的要告诉你的了。
I have nothing further to tell you.
这样的投资机遇千载难逢，哥哥说不要再犹豫了。
There should be no further hesitation.
那人不厌其烦地回答了大家一个又一个的问题，他说你们还有其他什么问题要问吗？
Do you have any further questions to ask? Unit 208. Maybe I can talk him into joining us.
如果 John 参加你们队，那实力就雄厚了，你说你也许可以劝他加入你们队。
Maybe I can talk him into joining us.
他的球技太差，你不愿陪他练球，他问能不能说动你同他们打一会儿。
Can I talk you into playing with us for a moment?
那钢琴家认为观众没有品味，不愿意多弹。你说，你去劝他多弹一段。
I'll talk him into playing more.
全家人认为这个房子位置好又便宜。你说，也许你可以劝父亲把房子买下来。
Maybe I can talk him into buying the house.
丈夫不知道门口那人都跟你聊什么，聊了半天。你说，那人想劝你买他的产品。
He wanted to talk me into buying his product.
你假期想打份工多赚钱，父亲说他会劝你改变这个主意。
I'll talk you into changing your mind.
你刚刚毕业参加工作，哥哥劝你要有主见，他对你说不要耳朵发软，去做自己不愿意做的事情。
Don't be talked into doing anything you don't like.
你是他最喜欢的好朋友。他说他要劝你多待一会儿。
I'll talk you into staying a little longer. Unit 209. The streets of the cities are never silent.
祖父初来都市，嫌太吵。你说都市的街道永无宁静。
The streets of the cities are never silent.
你同祖父散步在乡间小路，你说田野真安静。祖父说黄昏的田野就是这样安静。
The fields in the twilight are just so silent.
你对着天空大地高歌一曲，然后说鸟儿都保持安静，倾听你的歌声。
The birds are keeping silent to listen to my song.
你们回来时月亮都升起来了，你说多么宁静的夜晚啊。
What a silent night.
问你采访进行如何，你说老人对自己早年生活只字不提。
The old man was silent about his early life.
你姐姐明天就要出嫁了，你告诉姐姐说父亲像是不高兴，他一言不发。
Dad seems to be unhappy. He is silent.
他是个活跃的人，今天开会他躲在角落里，你问他今天为什么这么沉默。
Why are you so silent today?
老板问秘书，各个分公司在交来的报告中对于股份制有什么想法。秘书说这个敏感问题所有的报告中都没有涉及。
All the reports are silent about the sensitive question. Unit 210. He quit studying to take a walk.
父亲刚出门就有电话来找他，你回话说他放下手中的研究工作去散步了。
He quit studying to take a walk.
你在路上偶遇朋友，你问他是否已不再干过去那行，另有高就了。
Have you quit your past job for a better one?
朋友问你是否还是工作猛干烟猛吸，你说工作不干了，烟也不吸了。
I've quit working and I've quit smoking.
你埋怨一同工作的好友干嘛辞工，他说他辞工不干是因为薪水太低。
I quit because my salary is too low.
老板说效益不佳要降低年薪，汤姆说下周之前他就不干了。
I'm going to quit before next week.
他的年龄已大，另寻工作不太容易，他说他不会辞工的，因为他知道这对他意味着什么。
I won't quit because I know what it means to me.
你要下周去参加弟弟的婚礼，你说你得离开这里一阵子。
I'll quit here for a while.
你喜欢较温暖的地方，你告诉家人你想离开这个寒冷的地方。
I would quit the cold place. Unit 211, there seems to be no financial question.
父亲经常询问你人在异乡生活是否艰难，你告诉他不存在钱的问题。
There seems to be no financial question.
妻子问什么时候赚到那笔钱，你说那只是时间的问题。
That's only a question of time.
市长做了广播讲话，他说政府最急迫的问题是失业问题。
The most urgent issue is the question of unemployment.
朋友要你帮忙看一下仪器的英文说明书，你说对你来说那是几分钟的问题。
That's a question that will take a few minutes for me.
在哈姆雷特剧中，王子陷入了沉思，他说是存在还是消亡，这仍是个问题。
To be or not to be, it remains a question.
他在招聘广告牌前转来转去，拿不定主意。你对他说，问题是你想不想现在就找工作？
The question is whether you want a job by now.
你问他交了钱，如果不参加活动，给不给退款？他说不可能。
It's out of the question.
这个地区的人均收入太低了。你问他们三年的收入能否购买一台拖拉机？他们说那太不可能了。
That's quite out of the question. Unit 212. That's what puzzles me.
全班同学都解不出这道题，就来问你。你说那也正是困扰你的难题。
That's what puzzles me.
Milly 讲话时，你发现她支支吾吾的。你说 ，Milly 的声音中有那么一点让你感到莫名其妙的东西。
Something in Milly's voice puzzles me.
她说 ，Milly 上课时总是在固定的时间迟到。你说，她最近的行为让你感到难以理解。
His recent behavior puzzles me.
整个公司都在神神秘秘的悄声议论着什么，还来了调查小组。你说。总之目前的情况你实在摸不透。
Altogether, I'm puzzled by the situation.
你按他的意图把文章改过，他还说不行。你说你真搞不懂他到底要你怎么样。
I feel puzzled about what on earth he wants me to do.
你的申请没有被批准，你说下一步怎样做连你都没有主张了。
I'm puzzled about what to do next.
那天你给他示范了几次，他还没学会。他说，当时他就是不清楚该怎么做。
I did feel puzzled about how to do it.
同事说委员会要改组，可现在又没有动静了。你说，那也是让你迷惑不解的事。
That's a matter which puzzles me. Unit 213, shall we put off the picnic?
俱乐部成员听说野餐活动要推迟，就纷纷打电话来问。是不是要推迟野餐？
Shall we put off the picnic?
你看天气不妙，就说由于天气状况，恐怕得推迟。
I'm afraid we'll have to put it off.
老师说要推迟讲座，同学都问推到什么时候？老师说推迟不超过一星期。
It will be put off no more than 1 week.
同学聚餐大吃大喝，你不喜欢。刚又听说聚餐推迟了。你说你不喜欢的事推迟了也没有关系。
It doesn't matter if the task I don't like is put off.
你答应了儿子去游乐场，可一拖再拖。儿子不无幽默地说了一句谚语：今天能做的别拖到明天。
Never put off till tomorrow what may be done today.
朋友问你的论文写完了没有，你说还没有。你似乎总是把事情拖到最后一刻。
I always seem to put things off until the last minute.
主任说沙龙取消了，大家遗憾地说，他们还以为是推迟到周末以后呢。
We thought it was put off until after the weekend. Unit 214, may I speak to you privately?
他看到办公室里人很多，就问你可否与他单独谈一谈。
May I speak to you privately?
他想跟你谈一下他公司老板的底细，你说，这是那种应私下谈的事。
It's the sort of thing one should talk about in private.
他滔滔不绝地把自己的事都讲了出来，你见周围都是陌生人就说，最好不要把私事讲给陌生人。
You'd better not talk about your private affairs to strangers.
你约他4点等你，你说，你有一件不便公开的事要告诉他。
I've got something private to tell you.
他认为你应该去找警察，你说不必找，因为那是件个人的事。
It's unnecessary because that's private.
你听到他再谈下去就涉及人家的隐私了，你说你对别人的隐私不感兴趣。
I'm not interested in people's privacy.
你告诉朋友新近有家电台开了个热线，你说它是特为讨论个人隐私而开通的。
It is available for special private affairs.
公司被接管一个多月了，而你刚刚得知这个消息。经理说，公司被接管的计划当时是不公开的。
Plans for takeover were kept private. Unit 215. I didn't catch what you said.
他说得太快，你没有听懂。你对他说，你没有听懂他刚才所说的话。
I didn't catch what you said.
他讲了半天，又怕大家没听懂，就问，你们是否听懂了他的意思？
Did you catch my meaning?
冬天到了，奶奶让你多穿点，她说，冬天容易患感冒。
It's easy to catch a cold in the winter.
放学后 ，Tom 要留下来做习题，他让你先走。他说，他一会儿就追上你。
I'll catch up with you a moment later.
母亲说，你这一定把功课都落下不少。你说，你病好以后会努力赶上的。
I'll work hard to catch up after my illness.
你读书太入迷，忘记了要参加会议的时间。你告诉父亲你要跑去赶公共汽车。
I'll run and catch a bus.
母亲问，下班的路往常走半小时就够了，今天怎么这么迟才回到家？你说你被塞车给截住了。
I was caught in a traffic jam.
那调皮男孩在你的院墙上乱写乱画，你把他吓唬走了，并说，当心别再被我抓住。
Don't let me catch you doing that again.Unit 216. It was cloudy this morning, but it turned out fine.
父亲后悔没按照答应的带儿子去钓鱼。他说，早上还是乌云密布，但是后来天却放晴了。
It was cloudy this morning, but it turned out fine.
母亲知道你为考试准备了整整三个月，今天终于考完了。母亲问你考得怎么样，你说，你以为题很难，可结果题很容易。
I thought it was difficult, but it turned out easy.
朋友关心你的应聘，你一回来他就问，应聘的最后结果怎么样？
How did the interview turn out?
伯父对今年的收成抱很大的希望，可今年有点旱。你问他，是否认为今年的收成最终会很好？
Do you think the crops will turn out well this year?
公司的存款被人取走了，秘书说，结果那签字证明是伪造的。
The signature turned out to be a forgery.
父亲说，看你没有听他的，把事情搞糟了。你并不认为这个结果有什么不好。你说，但事情最终并不像他说的那样糟。
But it didn't turn out like that.
你不相信那地方有那么糟。当你到那时，你说，原来一切都跟你描述的一样。
Everything turned out as described.
母亲答应儿子去儿童娱乐中心，但他又怕天气有变，就说，我们看看天气最终怎么样吧。
Let's see how the weather turns out.